This is probably not the best subject to be learning on a Sunday morning, but this is where we got to. So, the mice have to go even further back than that. We bring back the Melech Malchus Shemayim, as opposed to the Bolus or Mitzvahs. We said, first you have to recognize who I am, who Hashem is, what the relationship is, to internalize what we're dealing with here. And just because we're unable, this was the Chiddush, just because we're unable to actualize that understanding is not pogea bichlal in the Kabbalas of Malchus Shemayim. He understands who he is, the Yochid Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's got a tafkid, nisoy, miyuchad. He's an individual. There's no one quite like him in the world, and no one that can fulfill his purpose in the world. And he knows that everything that comes his way is specifically designed by the Chochmah Elyona for him to fulfill his specific tachlis in this world. Okay. Then we start Rabbi Pinkas Zatzal's Chiddush, that there's an enormous mistake that we walk around with, and that is we tend to connect our aspirations, our yearnings, our desires, with our ability to achieve. And he said that was wrong, we shouldn't do that. We brought from the Tanna of Eliyahu. Rambam brings us down really that the aspiration, fully well knowing that, well, right now, maybe Mashiach comes and get new Mashamas and whatever, all that kind of stuff, but that's not what we're talking about. But now, we have to aspire every day now to work out a mitzvah in Yaakov. So all you're doing is setting yourself up for a big disappointment. You know, you're going to sit there striving to be somebody that you're not. That's way, way above who you are. So what's the tachlis in doing that? What's the point of doing that? And that's what he said. You have to have aspirations which are way beyond your ability to achieve, and then you have to go out and achieve what you can. And those two things are unconnected. So it's really trying to understand what this all means. So I'm picking up right at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph. Zuitzvi Laseinu Maaz Churban Habayis Vad Hayom Shibanu Beis HaMikdash B'mayu B'mayinu V'Shom La'ad B'cho B'yiro Ki Mai Eilam U'Kshamim Kodmaniyos. We're davening that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. V'Shom La'ad B'cho. What's the Sham Shavka? Sham Noichu B'em Is La'ad B'cho B'fi Ritzoneinu Ha'emiti. And then when it's rebuilt, then we'll be able, Sham, then we'll be able to fulfill all our aspirations. Adam Mayadua, Kizil Tafkida, Vizu Matarasa, Mabit ala Oila Mazeh, the proportion Tanachonot. To speak this out a little bit. Somebody who understands that's his Tafkida, that's his goal. So he looks at this world in the correct proportions. He's got a balance the way he looks at this world. Who he weighs the Taiva Sagoya Bahamis, Gam Hasil Yusuli Mikamu Ba'inav Esmakoma Maroi. Everything gets put into its correct place. He looks at all the Taivas of the secular animalistic world that there has to offer him. He understands where that has its place, that he denigrates. He understands that all the suffering that he's going through has its correct place. He understands that despite the fact it's not a Ben Olam Haba. If you look in your passport, it says temporary resident. He's an Olam Haba. This guy's come from Olam Haba, and he got a tourist visa for you. The whole way he lives his life is completely different. Way of identifying with his life, yeah? Kavua Yosef, much higher. And he lives his life against the background. He uses the Hashkafas HaEmes to determine where he's holding. That's his barometer. His barometer is the Hashkafas of the Torah, not the Hashkafas of what the world thinks. Kami Bepolo Yatzlech Lagir Lishleimas Hanidreshes Nimen. This is important. Even though he never gets, and he may never get, or he's not many matzliach now to get to where he needs to get with the shleimus that's demanded of him, we can't get there. And just still a shleif is returning, says on the steer to what he's yearning for and desiring. The kosher kinds are enzu steer, litfiloi shu yechu, the tzarek lepidel kleinzazokas klokolelu. And it's certainly not a steward to the tefillahs that a person davens, that he has to daven. And he's able to daven for in order to be able to be zeichet to all these levels, even though he's not shaykh to them right now. In proportion to the amount of yearning we have and the greatness of our desires, aspirations, all these words are